7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo! Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and we are going to be talking about some of our deep sleepers that we want to look for in our fantasy football drafts later on, in the later rounds. So we're going to be talking about guys in rounds 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You know, the guys that really make your team and make your bench, I guess, so to speak. But before we get to that, I do want to let everybody know that we do have a raffle going on. It's a autographed Le'Veon Bell jersey. All you guys got to do, one of three simple things. It's really easy for you guys to do. Go on Facebook. Find us, Pony Keg Sports. Message us. Post on our wall asking fantasy football questions. Then DM us your information, name, phone number, and address, just in case if you guys do win. We will automatically enter you in. You guys can also go to our website, ponykegsports.com. Go to the website, go to the contact section, and again, do the same thing. Submit a question, and then also give us the information on where we would be sending the jersey. Last but not least, go to Twitter. Hit us up on there, at ponykegsports. Submit your questions, and then DM us your information as well, just so we have it. You guys have three possible scenarios to enter yourselves in the giveaway. And again, this is all brought to us by pristineauction.com. Pristine Auction's awesome. We have gone there for the last couple months. You guys can get some great stuff. Put it down in your basement, your man cave, your, you know, we have the Pony Keg Sports Studio down here, and we're going to be having a lot of stuff down here. We've already gotten a couple jerseys hanging up on the wall, and hopefully we're going to get a couple more. But you know what? We have an autographed Le'Veon Bell jersey to give away to you guys. So that's what we're going to do. Also, after this episode, hit us up on DraftingSleepers.com, and then check out our buddies at CleatGeeks.com, because they're the ones that do all the articles that our podcast gets put on. So they do good stuff over there. So check out those two places, and yeah, we'll kind of go from there. Let's talk a little bit about our fantasy football sleepers and guys to stay away from in your fantasy football leagues, because there are guys that we do. Stop it. There are guys that I personally will not draft, and I do not want to draft. And then there's guys that, you know, I may reach a round or two on just to get them.
Reach around a lot more than two, you big homo.
You're something else. But yeah, there are guys that we, you know, we each have that we do not want to draft. And there's some guys that we do want to draft later on.
Hold on. We told the 8-Bit Bros to call in. Where are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hello?
We're waiting.
Hello, 8-Bit Bros. Hello. I sent out my personal cell phone number. Told you guys, if you ain't scared, call my number. If you're scared, go to church. It's on Sundays, normally from 9 to noon. Pick your church. I don't care. Unorthodox, Catholic, Jewish, I don't care.
All right, who wants to start this off? Let's go ahead and pick a guy. Let's go with their ADPs. Let's say where it's at. Or if you guys want to just say a guy, I'll tell you where their ADP is, and then we'll kind of go from there.
First guy I'm staying away from. I don't know if you guys want to do sleepers first, but I'm doing staying away from. It's a guy who I've been in love with for years. It's the X Factor, Mr. Dez Bryant. I'm staying away from this guy. We talked about it earlier, about his schedule, what he has to face based on his cornerbacks who will be lining up across from him on a week-to-week basis. Just look at his first five games, and especially if Zeke's out for a good amount of time, teams are going to key in on Dez Bryant. I am scared of him, and if you're drafting him in the second round, I think you're going to be struggling, and you'll probably start 0-5.
Not bad.
Bold.
Not bad. Not bad. Josh?
Me, personally, I have Lamar Miller on mine. He is going off as number 34 overall player. Basically going third round, 10th pick in that round. I'm not a believer in Lamar Miller. I would rather draft an Isaiah Crowell, and I know we talked about him earlier. I'd rather draft a Crowell. I would rather Fournette, a Dalvin Cook,
Kareem Hunt. And honestly, as much as I hate CJ Anderson, I'd rather have CJ Anderson at this point in time. That's a full two rounds later on. I'm just not a believer in Lamar Miller. I'd rather, if I am drafting Lamar Miller, you better believe I'm getting Alfred Blue or Deonta Foreman later on in the draft. I cannot put my trust in Lamar Miller.
I don't mind that at all. I am staying away from one CJ Anderson. You're seeing him go as high as the fourth round. They have already said that they're going to be a back of all trades. They're going to go numerous places. Oh, is it D'Angelo Henderson?
Yep.
Isn't that the guy who came out? Obviously, they still have Devontae Booker. They don't know what they're doing. Trevor Siemian's the quarterback there right now. Paxton Lynch is already hurt. They don't really know what they're doing. You have Demaryius Thomas. You have Emmanuel Sanders. Way too many questions, in my opinion, no matter how good that defense is. CJ Anderson coming off that injury, I can't quantify taking CJ Anderson that early in an NFL draft.
What are your guys' thoughts on Adrian Peterson and Mark Ingram? Peterson's getting drafted right now, late sixth round, and then you have, where's he at? He's getting drafted. I don't have the number. I don't see him on there actually right now.
Mark Ingram's getting it. Oh, I have. Oh, in this latest draft, not yet. Average ADP, but this latest draft, AP went 503, and Mark Ingram went 506.
Okay.
So I know that's not average ADP. To me, I will only take one of them if my team is desperate, like my last team was, and I still didn't take them, and if they fall into my lap. I feel like they're going to be very, very equal. They're going to split times. They're going to split goal line carries. And the more profitable back, in my opinion, is
Alvin Kamara.
Thank you, Alvin Kamara. He's going to play that role. He's going to be the Chris Thompson of the league, of their team, and just take over those reception points.
And I ask really because of I think it's name factor. Name factor is
for
keeping
sure.
him. Here in the sixth round. I think personally, if you're going to draft Adrian Peterson, which I would not, I would stay away from him. But if you're going to draft him, eighth, ninth round, right?
Yep. That's where he was going.
Yeah. Sixth round is absolutely crazy. Like, I just don't understand it. And actually, Mark Ingram's going in the fifth round. So, I don't know.
This is our fantasy football show. So, I want to make this perfectly clear. This year particularly, it's people going heavy on running back. And if you are in a PPR league, that's going to be detrimental to your team. There are 3 to 4 top running backs that you should, if they're there, you have to take them. Outside of that, everyone else is going to be very, very equal. I feel like you're going to see in this running back class this year, very similar to the tight end class you had last year, where some guys got hurt up and down, and everyone came out close to the same plane. Go wide receiver. Especially if you're in a PPR league, go big-name wide receiver. Don't get scared that you don't have a running back. Take guys like Ty Montgomery in the fifth. I know he just went fourth in our latest draft. Take him late. Take Carlos Hyde later if you can. Take any running back you can late and suck up the Martavis Bryants of the world. Suck up the Keenan Allens of the world. Those are going to be big name, big point players this fantasy year that are going to win you your league.
Any other running backs that you guys want to discuss about to stay away from?
Stay away from? In all honesty, I'm a little nervous about Jordan Howard. Look, last year he was fantastic. Rookie year, he was second in the NFL in rushing yards. Didn't even play a full season, or wasn't a starter for the full season. That offensive line is starting to scare me a little bit. Not a big-time believer in Mike Glennon. And I could see a little bit of that Todd Gurley regression, that sophomore slump. I think Jordan Howard's the perfect candidate for that, and I'm a little nervous with him.
To me, it's pretty cut and dry. The Bears' offensive line can still be good, but especially the first 5 to 7 weeks, they're playing top-tier teams. They're going to be down a lot. Even though that defense has improved, they're going to be down a lot. There's not going to be a ton. I don't expect to see Jordan Howard in that 20 to 25 carry range. I expect him to be more in that 15 to 18 carry range just because they're down by so much. You know, I feel like it's cut and dry. I don't like Jordan Howard early strictly because the Bears aren't going to have the opportunity to run.
another running back that I have, CJ Procise. We love CJ Procise. We discussed it earlier. I love CJ Procise. I really liked him coming out of Notre Dame. But the thing is, he cannot stay healthy, guys. And with that being said, we have Eddie Lacy there. We have Thomas Rawls. And actually, Thomas Rawls is now higher on the ADP than Eddie Lacy. But then also, and I hate to keep saying it, but Chris Carson, I'm not going to say he's going to be a big factor into anything. I'm not going to say
Shut your mouth.
I'm not saying that he's going to be a big factor.
Shut your mouth.
But you have the two other guys, and CJ Procise cannot stay healthy.
I
wouldn't draft him at all.
I like CJ Procise as well. Why are you mentioning Carson? Like, why?
Just saying.
He shouldn't be drafted by anyone.
He's looked good.
You late, he should. If you're taking him as your running back 5 or 6, like, really, it's not bad.
We are going to do
five or six, yes.
Let's do a steak dinner bet, Tim. All right. I'm going to say Chris Carson. Give me some points on this. Chris Carson will outscore CJ Procise on the year, and give me 20 fantasy points.
Then you give me injury time. If I'm going to give you points, I need to listen. If Procise is healthy, you shake your head because you know I'm right, you cocksucker. If Procise
more than four games or more, we'll call it off. Steak dinner bet.
Three?
No, damn. He's going to be injured 3 games.
All right. Well, then
four games or more.
Three and a half.
And give me 20 points. 3.5.
That's the same thing.
3.5.
Asshole. It sounds better.
Yeah, it sounds better.
You're just hoping for dumb Tim. Give me 3, and then we're good.
So if he's injured more than 3 games.
3 games or more, then so the bet's off.
It'd be 2.
So 2 games? He's going to be injured 2 games. He sucks.
I said if he is injured 3 games or more.
So 2.
So not 2.
He's getting, yeah. It's if it's 3 or more, so 2 or 1 is when the bet would count.
Right. What? Take it then.
It's not.
Take all right, I'll take it. Whatever. I all mean, right. He's gonna be whatever.
Yeah, you'll buy.
Tim doesn't pay up anyways.
And then you give me 20 fantasy points.
I always pay
20 right. fantasy.
I'll
points.
Give you 20 fantasy points. All right,
Chris
fine.
Carson, mark that shit down, because he's going to
check
mark.
He's gonna have like 14 points. Right, his 34 points are gonna dominate the league.
anybody else running back wise, or you guys want to move to wide receiver?
I got another guy that I'm kind of down on. Another guy who's being drafted in the top 10 in a lot of leagues, Mr. LeSean McCoy.
Look, that's a sexy hate pick.
people should be hating on LeSean right now, and kind of shocked that they aren't. Look, they do have a great offensive line. They led the league in rushing last year, and but right now they're trying to tank. There is a chance that LeSean McCoy, they just run him into the ground, or they possibly trade him. But he's been routinely injured. He missed games last year, missed games the year before. I expect him to miss more time this year. He's coming close to that vaunted 2,000 total carries in his career. I'm nervous about Shady McCoy this year.
My easiest hate pick for running back, DeMarco Murray. I hate DeMarco Murray with a passion this year for multiple reasons. There's a ton of mouths to feed in Tennessee. And beyond that, with his contract, it is very similar to, he's not nearly as old as Frank Gore, but
what is he, 29, 28?
20, I think he's 29. I could be wrong, but
DeMarco, he's not that old.
Oh, no, I was thinking McCoy.
Oh, McCoy.
No, I'm saying Murray's 28 or 29.
He's probably close.
Yeah, Murray's that old. Regardless, he's at the point in his contract where the Titans are saying, hey, we have a guy here in Derrick Henry who's shown big upside. He's shown the big body, big bell cow type back style. He's 29?
Yep.
Okay, so it makes too much sense. The big money is gone after this year, so they need to find out what they have. They need to find out who's going to be the guy for Marcus Mariota going forward. They brought in a lot of talent in the wide receiver core. Derrick Henry is going to get his play. I know I said Marlon Mack and Frank Gore was like 60-40. I think this is going to be more like 55-45. Derrick Henry is going to get a lot of play. DeMarco Murray is, I know he's been successful, but don't be surprised that, you know, people who are drafting him at 110, 111, 112, they end up being extremely disappointed.
Just an FYI, Chris Carson right now is getting drafted in the 13th round of some leagues. So
yeah, so is my cock.
In some leagues.
Just saying.
Is that the 8-Bit Bro League?
You guys want to move over to some wide receivers? What are you guys thinking about some wide receivers? What guys would you stay? Or do you guys want to do some running backs that you would target later on or stick with wide receiver? I don't care what you guys want
to
do.
Let's go to some running backs we'll target later on.
Okay.
I draft them in the mock we just did. Marlon Mack.
Love it.
Keep bringing it up. He's going to have a role. That's what's so important for running backs. They need to have a role. And if Frank Gore, look, he's old. He's kind of like a dinosaur out there. He should not be good anymore. I have faith in him staying healthy, but if he doesn't, Marlon Mack is going to get every opportunity to be the lead dog in Indianapolis.
I want to know, Tom, two things. One, how hard was it for you to hear me call this out from the beginning?
I was a little shocked.
And number two,
normally you're really dumb.
And number two, would you be talking about Marlon Mack the way you are right now if I didn't do it first?
I would be, because I keep it 100 with all our listeners. I keep it real. I spit hot fire. I spit the truth, and that's the reason why the 8-Bit Bros bent the knee to me.
I call
okay you,
to us. But no, I just love it's the first time ever I got one over on Tom, because Tom was not happy. I saw it from the second that I called it out. He was not happy about it. So I love every second of it. The person that I'm, it's not a terrible love late, but I feel like people are sleeping a bit on Tevin Coleman. People are undervaluing his role last year. He won people championships last year.
Yeah, he finished top 20 for running backs.
I got him at 7-3. That's a steal. That's a steal, and especially if he is your flex. Now, I didn't like him in the role that I got him. I had him as like my number. I had him at my number one running back, I think, which is disgusting. Good. No, that's not good at all. But if you have running backs in front of him and he's your flex or he's your backup, you're feeling great. You're feeling fantastic, in my opinion. You cannot undervalue, and beyond that, Tevin Coleman now kind of sees the writing on the wall. Freeman got paid. He's going to need to produce, or he's going to get out, or he's playing for his future. I love Tevin Coleman this year.
I agree with you. I like you said, finished top 20 last year for running backs. It makes a lot of sense. Plus, with Freeman getting paid, who knows if he's going to slack off a little bit. It's a possibility.
That was going to be one of my running back hates, is Devonta Freeman. Devonta Freeman showed last year between him and his agent that he plays the game. He plays the NFL game, which I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking him, but it might give Tevin Coleman an opportunity.
I have two that I'm going to say. Jonathan Williams, for one. He's in the 13th round.
Love it.
And Charizard West in the 13th round as well. The only reason why I'm going to throw Charizard West into that realm of possibility...
Why are you talking about Pokemon, bro?
...is for the fact that Kareem Hunt has been anointed the guy. What happens if Kareem Hunt goes down, or what if happens if Kareem Hunt turns out not to be the guy? We have seen Chikandrick West run the ball very effectively in the Kansas City offense, and I think it's worth a pick. I think getting almost picked in the 14th round is very, very late, because imagine this. When Spencer Ware was getting picked in what we would say the 5th round was his ADP, Hunt was getting picked in what, the 7th, 8th round?
Probably 9th or 10th.
Around there. And you're going to tell me Chikandrick West is going to drop to the 14th? I would move him up a couple spots.
Josh, this is why I don't hate you, because in saying that, you make a lot of sense. Think about it. Jamal Charles was the guy who ended up getting a lot of play, Charkandrick West. Then Jamal Charles was back, but Charkandrick West was the hot topic, right? And then Spencer Ware had a coming out party. Now everyone's talking about Kareem Hunt. There's a lot of guys. It's just the Chiefs don't care. Andy Reid does not care. He cares about two things, donuts and quarterbacks.
And now there's only two running backs.
Ah, well, there's not two.
Who are the other running backs?
There's Charkandrick West. There's Kareem Hunt. They have a third somewhere.
Exactly.
Somewhere high.
So I will take that as a win for myself.
Just some clarification for my wife who just texted me. Did someone really name their kid Charizard? It's Charkandrick, but we call him Charizard because that is way cooler. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, I took Blastoise at 12:10. That's a Pokemon joke, everyone. Welcome to Pony
Cake Sports. I like that.
It would be funny if somebody did name their child Charizard, though.
I hope Mike names his firstborn son Charizard.
Listen, here's
He'd be a badass. If your name was Charizard...
Mike... All right, so in our Keepers League, this guy Mike, former contributor, former host of the show, right? I told him, he's talking a ton of shit. He says that he's going to make the playoffs. I am guaranteeing that I have a better record than him. If I lose, I will have another child he can name him. If I win, I get to name his son. His last name is Agent. I will name his son Tim Secret Agent. That's it.
That would be... I would like that.
Yeah, step up.
I think Tim can get down with that. Or Mike, I mean.
No, he won't do it. He won't do it. You know, I know why. Because Gabby's hand is so far up his ass, he's like a fucking puppet.
Oh, my God.
That's right, Mike. You heard it here first, buddy.
Any other running backs you guys want to discuss that are sleepers for you?
How do you guys feel about Wendell Smallwood?
No.
Would you rather have Blunt or Smallwood right now?
Sproles.
Blunt.
For PPR?
I'd rather have Smallwood.
I'd rather have Sproles via PPR-wise.
I'd rather have Blunt. Blunt is going to be garbage for probably 10 of the 16 weeks. But those other six, he's going to have big weeks. He's going to still have two touchdown weeks. He's going to have the big weeks that people go crazy about.
All right, let's move on to wide receivers. Let's talk about some of the guys that we are going to stay away from, and then some of the guys that we are really looking forward to later on in drafts.
I'll go stay away from first. This is a guy that is he seems to be a hot commodity. Josh in our Pro-Am, this guy was applauded tremendously. It kind of blew us both out of the water. One's Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, that's exactly why
I don't get it.
Let me paint a picture for you guys.
Do it. Paint it.
He selected Stephon Diggs, and he even commented right after, man, I feel really good about that pick.
Was that Matt Harmon?
I can't remember who it was.
No, Matt Harmon loves Stephon.
Oh, Matt Harmon applauded him.
Matt Harmon applauded him after
and Josh
that.
Said, suck my dick, Matt Harmon. Stephon Diggs sucks.
I said that. And actually, I have it all recorded, too. I just never launched that. I apologize.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
But yeah, so I don't understand. I get the love for Stephon Diggs, but I don't get it. Like, he's a good wide receiver. I like Stephon Diggs. But again, he's one of those guys that cannot stay healthy. And if you're going to have white guy from Vikings, Adam Thielen, manning the slot, and Stephon Diggs is going to go to the outside and move away from the slot, I think his value goes down. I don't see why there's any love for him.
I would rather risk a Travis Kelce-like pick at that point where you're going to get a Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs is going around Larry Fitzgerald, Golden Tate, Martavis Bryant, AR-15, Devontae Parker, Jarvis Landry, and Jamison Crowder.
You literally named like 47 guys.
I would take all those guys.
Yeah, you would take a lot of guys, you big homo.
on the four-letter network, though, he's going as
we wide don't say that.
As wide receiver 30, which I like. I'm not a big-time hater on Stephon Diggs. Look, he was productive in PPR last year. He had a game over 30, three games in a row over 20 points. It's good. He
Josh,
missed three games and was still
Josh,
31st.
Get your Gatorade. Get your Absolute. He was still put it all in the pile. We're making Haterade, okay? We're making Haterade. We hate Stephon Diggs.
I like him.
Not in the fifth round for me.
Fifth round, no.
Serious question.
Like seventh, sixth.
This is not in terms of fantasy value. This is just I just have a random question.
Is it a life question?
No. Talking about the Vikings and talking about Stephon Diggs. Will Laquon Treadwell be a person this year?
He's catching balls in the preseason,
right? That's why I'm bringing him
that's
up.
Why I
he could potentially be like a deep sleeper.
Well, they're keeping Michael Floyd. They're not cutting him. So. If seriously, and he's got to serve a suspension. If they're not going to cut Floyd, I feel not very strong on the Treadwell front.
I have to think with him getting one reception last year, what was 112 or something like that they took him at?
It was like 21 or 22.
Well, regardless, first round, They have to give him play at some point, right?
Yeah,
he has to get play. No, come on, Josh. I mean, it doesn't matter if you hate him. He has to get play. He has to.
We'll see. I hope so. I like Treadwell.
Oh, so we all loved him. It's like so disappointing. It's like he's just forgotten.
One wide receiver I'm staying away from. It doesn't matter how far he drops down on the board. I just do not like him. Alshon Jeffrey. I'm sorry. He could be in the fifth round, and I'm sorry. I just cannot draft him. I just won't do it. If you guys want to draft him in the fourth, fifth round, by all means, go ahead. Me personally, I'm staying away from him. I wouldn't draft him at all.
I hear your Alshon Jeffrey, and I raise you a Sammy Watkins. I hate Sammy Watkins so incredibly much. I understand that he's the number one on the Rams, but...
He's also going in the sixth round, though.
Regardless, yeah, he went end of five, and us end of five early. But still, I would not be happy with him. There's a lot of better options as a flex, a lot of better options as a second wide receiver.
And both of those guys have struggled staying healthy with soft tissue injuries. It's not what you like to see. These guys aren't getting hit hard. They're just running, and then they get hurt. That's not what you want to see from these athletes.
They're the guys who, in those videos, Josh always plays for us, of the guys, the fake Chuck Norris shooting videos, where they just go down randomly. Josh's favorite videos. They're those type of guys.
No idea what you're talking about. You're drunk. Next up, any other wide receivers that you guys have that you're completely staying away from?
I am not a big-time believer in Mr. Kelvin Benjamin. He's had a decent...
It's a hot topic right now.
Yeah, he's had a pretty good preseason. Last year, he was a top 30 receiver and looked horrendous, but he still put up those big-time numbers. I think they're going to go away from him. I would rather have Devin Funchess over Kelvin Benjamin this year.
Wow.
I think they're going to produce similar numbers.
I think that is a disgusting, disgusting guesstimate.
I'll do a steak dinner bet.
You'll take a
give
steak.
Me 15 points.
I'll give you 10.
15? Are you fucking kidding?
I'll give you 10. You just
Funchess is
you
getting
just
drafted
said,
like the 14th.
No, 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 no. You can't come at me and say, I am confident. That's fine. You don't come at me fucking dick a waving and then try to backtrack. If you're that confident, take 10, be done with it. You're still getting a point advantage.
15.
10.
I'm not 12.
12. All right. 12 and a half. Done.
15.
12 and a half.
17 and a half.
I just gave you 12 and a half. I'm not doing it. I gave ground.
All right. Bet's off.
All right. Fine. One more. I'm going to go with a guy who I'm not completely staying away from, but he's being drafted far too early for my liking. Michael Crabtree. I feel like with what the Raiders are showing in their offense, with the addition of Jared Cook and Marshawn Lynch, and Amari Cooper having the best year of his career coming up, in my opinion, I am not a huge fan of Michael Crabtree. I feel like he's being overdrafted by three or four rounds.
Wide receivers you guys love. Good values. Deep sleepers.
Corey Coleman. Right now, 48th wide receiver off the board in the four-letter network. Crazy value. Has a chance to be the number one. Compares well to OBJ. I like him as an athlete. Just needs to stay healthy. Needs to quit tripping on footballs and doing that normal brown shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy if you're getting him in the ninth or the tenth round.
Hell yeah.
Another wide receiver getting taken around there. Marvin Jones getting taken in the eighth, ninth round. He is going off as the 43rd wide receiver. And I just like that value just for the fact that you have Golden Tate. And that's you don't know what you have in Kenny Galladay yet. So, Ebron, we've talked over and over again how Ebron is supposed to be that next go-to big tight end. They brought in two tight ends to block so he can go on the outside. We saw what Jones could do at the beginning of the year, right? Let's just see if he can put a whole season together.
I am going to go with Jeremy Maclin for the Baltimore Ravens. I feel like that they're going to have to throw the ball around. Who knows if it'll be Joe Flacco. Very tough division. Their points are going to have to be put up. They don't have much of a running game. Obviously, no Kenneth Dixon. Terrence West was supposed to be the guy. Now it seems to be Buck Allen. There's another running back that we didn't even talk about for fantasy value, but potentially could have some type of value here for a deep, deep sleeper if you have a bunch of bench spots. Not a terrible guy to add to your team, but Jeremy Maclin has shown the ability to be a number one wide receiver, and in my opinion, he's the guy right now in Baltimore.
One more for me. The great Kevin White. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Robbie Anderson, we touched on that earlier. He's getting picked in the 13th round, and they gotta throw the ball to somebody. We said that over and over again, and Robbie Anderson just kind of makes sense for a deep sleeper type guy.
I'm a big-time believer in year three wideouts breaking out. The first one who I think is really going to break out this year is Amari Cooper. We're all believers in that. The second one is Mr. Devin Funchess. Just brought him up. Tim, I will give you Kelvin Benjamin and 5 points.
Woo! 5 points.
You just moved it from 10?
I'm a believer.
And you're giving me 5 points?
Yes.
Done. Steak dinner bet.
Yes.
Wow, I get 5 points and Kelvin Benjamin. That's fine. Hopefully he stays on his diabetes medication. I want to add one more there. Chris Hogan. I feel like it's been understated. Obviously, with the injury of Julian Edelman, Brandon Cooks is the hot commodity that everyone's going with. But someone else is going to have to catch the ball. I know the Patriots whip it around to everyone. But Chris Hogan's been in that offense now, since last year. He had impressive times last year.
He had some good numbers last
year. Right, so throw him in there now as the going into that Julian Edelman role. Why not? Throw him up there.
Yeah, I don't hate the Chris Hogan pick at all, especially if you're getting him late. Honestly, I just picked him up in another league, and I think it's great value. It really is, with no more Julian Edelman, at least for this year, and you're going to have a lot of people overreaching on Brandon Cooks, probably some people we just saw in this mock draft reach for Danny Amendola, and then you're going to see the Malcolm Mitchell and the Kevin Hogan, and it'll be very interesting to see where people go from there. But I think
Chris Hogan.
You said Browns earlier. But yeah, with Hogan, I think it's a very sneaky pickup.
Yeah, honestly, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier. Chris Hogan, I think, is a safer bet for fantasy value than Danny Amendola. I really, really do. Amendola might have one or two big games, but long term, I like Chris Hogan a lot.
Let's move on to tight ends real quick. And any guys on there that you're not really feeling this year?
For me, probably Gronk and Jordan Reed. You're going to have to draft them in the probably second and fourth round, most likely. It's just too much of a risk in my eyes. If you're really going for broke, get Gronk in the end of the second round. If he's healthy, you're probably going to win your championship because getting him in the late second round is great value. But what are the chances of him staying healthy this year?
The only way I would ever take Gronk if I was 112 and I had the wraparound pick. That's the only way. And I had to, if it was PPR and I was able to take a big name wide receiver and then get a Gronk. And still then, I'm not happy. I'm not happy about it. The safest tight end, in my opinion, is Travis Kelce. You know, going 4 or 5, you're able to build early. I have said it numerous times. I know you guys do not agree, but I am scared for Greg Olsen this year. I'm very, very scared for Greg Olsen. There's a lot of mouths to feed. Red zone, you have both Stewart and McCaffrey. You have Funchess and, your boy Funchess, that's right.
I just got halfway hard.
Yeah. You have Funchess, and there's just a lot of weapons there. Cam likes to run as well, and Olsen's dealing with stuff. You guys don't read as much into it as I do, but with his age and with his off-the-field issues that aren't issues, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I like Travis Kelce. If you can get him in the third, fourth round, great value. I'm fine with that. Not a big deal.
PPR, I'm all about it. Oh, yeah. Standard, I wouldn't be taking him.
Yeah. A guy that I like for the value, Zach Ertz. He's going to be a target machine. We saw late last year that he was getting 10 catches a game. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because I am not a believer in Alshon Jeffrey. I think that we may see Alshon go down, and God forbid, hopefully he doesn't get hurt. But if he does, then Zach Ertz is just going to get all these targets, and I am just looking at Zach Ertz to be a good sleeper-wise. If you can get him in the 8th round, I think that's fine value.
What are your thoughts on Martellus Bennett?
No, I don't want anything to do with a Green Bay Packers tight end. That's just me.
It's hard to... I like Martellus Bennett as a player. He's the black unicorn. Fun dude. Was somewhat productive last year in New England. An offense that has produced numerous elite-level tight ends. And even with Gronk healthy, he could not be that elite level tight end. So I don't know if he's going to be like that in Green Bay. When's the last time they had an elite tight end
exactly.
Under Rodgers?
Everybody talked about Jared Cook last year, and Jared Cook didn't do anything
for like
until the playoffs, and that was it.
He had some injury issues as well.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on kind of the hot topic guy who's going very, very late, but Austin Hooper? Atlanta is, he seems to be the guy in Atlanta at the tight end position, and people are You know, I was high on him last year. Did not pan out. But he has potential there.
If I'm I'm a big-time believer in tight ends breaking out year two. Normally, year one, they struggle. It's a hard position to learn. You have to learn how to pretty much play the O-line. You have to pretty much learn how to be a receiver. There's a lot to take in. But I like what I saw at Hooper in the playoffs, and then I also like Henry. If you can get a combo waiting late, getting a Hunter Henry and then an Austin Hooper and just praying one of them blows up, I like that option. And Hooper plays in a great offense. You have to like that.
Let's move on to quarterbacks real quick. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but let's just touch on some of these guys here. Who are you feeling? Who are you staying away from?
I am staying away from any quarterback early whatsoever. I'm trying to build my – at least – either three wide receiver and two running back, or three running back and two wide receiver deep before I go quarterback. And even then, I mean, I'm looking towards the, you know, 13th, 14th, you know, or around that. I would be fine with a Phillip Rivers if my team is stacked. I'd be fine with a Matthew Stafford if my team is stacked in those other positions. That's what I was hoping for in this last draft. Didn't pan out, but that's the way I would be looking.
Yeah, if you can get a Phillip Rivers, a Jameis Winston, a Marcus Mariota, Kirk Cousins, one of those guys, which is what we were targeting in our pro-am, then I think that would be a key for later on in drafts.
This is why those mid-round picks, which you're going to hate in the beginning, actually are come to be fruitful, because you're going to be able to get guys like that in mid-late rounds that you won't be able to get if you're a 2, 3, 4 pick. You're not going to be able to get them.
Jay Cutler, any love for him?
No.
Super deep league, two quarterback league. That's about it.
Yeah, still no.
Anything else quarterback wise?
No. I like Andy Dalton.
Ugh.
It's my dude.
I don't mind him, to be honest.
Look at those weapons.
Yeah, exactly. He's got tons of weapons.
He was a 12th quarterback last year.
A thing came out today, I wish I had it in front of me, but like his quarterback percentage, some of his stats are better than Matthew Stafford's stats at the quarterback position. And obviously Matthew Stafford just got, I think, $94 million guaranteed.
Matthew Stafford, who also hasn't won a playoff game in his career.
He hasn't, but that's not, I don't think that's his fault.
Isn't that what happened to Andrew Luck when he got his contract? He never won a playoff game until he got his contract extension, and then he won a playoff game?
No, Luck won a playoff game his second year.
Was it? Okay.
I want to add one more thing, but I know we have to go, Josh. Did you see that the Rams brought on Eric Dickerson for one day, so he can retire as a Ram?
Yep.
He's been out of the league for like 30 years. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they do that?
It's the NFL, bro.
But it's just dumb. Whatever. It doesn't make any sense.
It is what it is.
Fuck you, Eric Dickerson.
I would ask you guys, really who your one true deep sleeper is, but I'm not going to, because actually our draft is this weekend, this Saturday. So I'm not going to ask you guys, because it's just not right.
We will be live Saturday morning talking about drafts. Me, you, Mike.
Which is, again, I don't know what time it is. Who knows?
Coming town?
I won't be here.
Yeah. Well, don't gesture yourself, punk-ass bitch.
I believe it's 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Why do we care about the people on the East Coast?
So
who cares?
10 o'clock Eastern time, we will be live. So listen in for Pony Keg Sports, doing a live show that day. We're going to end everything right here, guys. We are Pony Keg Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter, at Pony Keg Sports, at Pony Keg Tom, at Pony Keg Tim.
Follow us on Twitter at any of those spots. Send us a message with a question and your contact information, or on Facebook at Pony Keg Sports with the question and contact information, or on our website, ponykegsports.com. A message, a question, and your contact information. You can get up to 3 entries to win a signed Le'Veon Bell jersey. One of the top 2 fantasy running backs going into the league this year. Just do it.
The jersey is also from pristineauction.com. Again, we said that at the beginning of the show. So, yeah. Also, check out our buddies on their website, cleatgeeks.com. Hit them up on Twitter, at cleatgeeks. Let them know that we are the ones that sent you. Also, we are going to be posting this episode on DraftingSleepers.com. Hit them up on Twitter at DraftingSleeper, no S. We're going to be talking about all the rookies, a lot of the late guys that we've been talking about, and some other stuff. So, anything else, Tim?
Just do it. Obviously, our buddies at Cleat Geeks, they have the 8 and Under Marbles Championship coming up as well. Make sure to follow them.
Tom?
Guys, you could either be the fish in the ocean or the motherfucking shark. Be the shark.
That is one way to put it. And until next time,
peace!